the moon lies. I tried to learn moon magic, but my romance turned out tragic. Darn that green cheese.
Before I started to roam, every time the dinner bell, I could hear my daddy yelling, cheese and crackers, anyone? I said no.
parties, nipping at your nose.
Some trivial
atrocity has brought you to your knees. Come with us, we'll sail the seas and change.
Sitting in the public library in Thurman Street just now, skimming through Rogue Herries by Horace Walpole, when I suddenly came over all peckish.
Peckish, eh?
Esurient.
Eh?
Yabber-all-ungly-like.
Ah, hungry.
In a nutshell, so I thought to myself, a little fermented curd will do the trick. So I curtailed my Walpoling activities, sallied forth and infiltrated your place of purveyance to negotiate the vending of some cheesy comestibles.
Come again?
I want to buy some cheese!
Ah! I thought you were complaining about the music.
Oh, heaven forbid, I'm one who delights in all manifestations of the Terpsichorean muse.
Sorry?
I like a nice dance, you Faustine.
Anyway, who said that?
My good man, some cheese, please.
Yes, certainly, sir. What would you like?
Well, how about a little Red Leicester?
I'm afraid we're fresh out of Red Leicester, sir.
Never mind. How are you on Kilsit?
Never at the end of the week, sir. Always get it fresh first thing on Monday.
Tish-tish. No matter. Well, 4 ounces of Caerphilly, then, if you please, stout yeoman.
Ah, well, it's been on order for 2 weeks, sir. I was expecting it this morning.
Yes, it's not my day, is it? Belpaise?
Sorry.
Red Windsor?
Normally, sir, yes. But today the van broke down.
Ah. Stilton?
Sorry.
Gruyere? Emmental?
No.
Any Norwegian Jarlsberger?
No.
Liptar?
No.
Lancashire?
No.
White Stilton?
No.
Danish Blue?
No.
Double Gloucester?
No.
Cheshire?
No.
Any Dorset Blue Vinny?
No.
Brie, Roquefort, Pont de Vec, Port Salut, Savoyard, Saint-Paulin, Carré de l'Est, Boursin, Brest Bleu, Perle de Champagne, Camembert.
Ah, we do have some Camembert.
You do? Excellent.
It's a bit runny, sir.
Oh, I like it runny.
Well, as a matter of fact, it's very runny, sir.
No matter, no matter. Hand over la fromage de la belle France qui s'appelle Camembert, s'il vous plaît.
I think it's runnier than you like it, sir.
I don't care how excrementally runny it is. Hand it over with all speed.
Yes, sir. Oh!
What?
The cat's eating it.
Pezzy.
She, sir.
Gouda?
No.
Edam?
No.
Caithness?
No.
Smoked Austrian?
No.
Sage Derby?
No, sir.
You do have some cheese, do you?
Oh, certainly, sir. It's a cheese shop, sir. We've got...
No, don't tell me. I'm keen to guess.
Fair enough.
Winsleydale?
Yes, sir.
Splendid! Well, I'll have some of that then, please.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I thought you were referring to me. Mr. Winsleydale.
Gorgonzola?
No.
Parmesan?
No.
Mozzarella?
No.
Pippo creme?
No.
Any Danish Finbo?
No.
Czechoslovakian sheep's milk cheese?
No.
Venezuelan beaver cheese?
Not I was waiting for the Venezuelan beaver cheese. Oh, it goes on for a bit. The Monty Python cheese shop skit. What's going on with the hum? I have no idea what the hum is, bub. What is that rotten hum? Oh, well, don't worry about it. It goes away. There it goes. It's gone. All right. What else we got here? What do we play? We had The Cheese Shop by, that was Monty Python. And let's see, we heard Crafty, by request from the Wikipedia guy. We heard Sailing the Sea of Cheese by Primus. Before that, we heard Let's Bring Cheese to China. Actually, we heard that after that. Go Nuts, Cheese and Crackers, Roscoe Gordon. Ooey Gooey Cheese started things off by, who did that? Freddie Montal. All right, let's go way back. Let's get away from cheese for just a smidge. All right? Just for a little bit. Because I'm getting cheesed out. Malted Milk. Let's go way back. Robert Johnson, Malted Milk.
I keep drinking malted milk.
Robert Johnson, Malted Milk.
I keep
Thank you.
Well, you're just as welcome to my loving as the flowers is in May. Malted milk, malted milk, keep rushing to my head. Malted milk, malted milk, keep rushing to my head. I have a funny, funny feeling, and I'm talking all out my head. Baby, fix me one more drink and hug your daddy one more time. More drink and hug your daddy one more time. Keep on studying my molten milk, mama, until I change my mind. My doorknob keeps on turning, it must be spooks around my bed. On turning, it must be spooks around my bed. I have a warm old feeling and a hair riding on my head. Now I keep drinking malted milk, trying to drive my blues. Keep drinking malted milk, try to drive my blues away. Girl, you just as welcome to my loving as the flowers is in May.
They raced across the ground, and the clatter of the wheels as they spun round and round. And he galloped into Market Street, his badge upon his chest. His name was Ernie, and he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie loved a widow, a lady known as Sue. She lived all alone in Lily Lane at number 22. They said she was too good for him, she was haughty, proud and chic. But Ernie got his cocoa there 3 times every week. They called him Ernie.
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. She said she'd like to bathe in milk. He said, all right, sweetheart. And when he'd finished work one night, he loaded up the cart. He said, you want it pasteurized, cause pasteurized is best. She says, Ernie, I'll be happy if it comes up to me chest. That tickled old Ernie. And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West.
Oh.
Now Ernie had a rival, an evil-looking man, called Two-Ton Ted from Teddington, and he drove the baker's van. He tempted her with his treacle tarts and his tasty oatmeal bread, and when she seen the size of his hot meat pies, it very near turned her head. She nearly swooned at his macaroon, and he said, now if you treat me right, you'll have hot rolls every morning and crumpets every night. He knew once she sampled his layer cake, he'd have his wicked way. And all Ernie had to offer was a pint of milk a day. Poor Ernie!
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. One lunchtime, Ted saw Ernie's awesome cart outside her door. He drove him mad to find it was still there at 4:30. And as he leapt down from his van, off blood through his veins did course. And he went across to Ernie's cart and he didn't half kick his horse, whose name was Trigger.
Trigger!
And he pulled the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie rushed out into the street, his gold top in his hand. He said, if you want to marry Susie, you fight for her like a man. Oh, why don't we play cards for her, he sneeringly replied. And just to make it interesting, we'll have a shilling on the side. Now Ernie dragged him from his van, and beneath the blazing sun, they stood there face to face, and Ted went for his bun. But Ernie was too quick, things didn't go the way Ted planned, and a strawberry-flavoured yoghurt sent it spinning from his hand. Now Sushi ran between them and tried to keep them apart, and Ernie pushed her aside, and a rock cake caught him underneath his heart. And he looked up in pained surprise, and the concrete hardened crust of a stale pork pie caught him in the eye, and Ernie bit the dust. Poor Ernie.
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Ernie was only 52. He didn't want to die. But now he's gone to make deliveries in that milk round in the sky, where the customers are angels and ferocious dogs are banned, and a milkman's life is full of fun in that fairy dairy land. But a woman's needs are manifold, and Sue, she married Ted. But strange things happened on their wedding night as they lay in their bed. Was that the trees a-rustling, or the hinges of the gate? Or Ernie's ghostly gold tops a-rattling in their crate? They won't forget Ernie.
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West.
I'm waiting for you. delicious. Make my milk the real drink fresher.
So naturally nutritious.
For healthy teeth, so bright and white. Smooth complexion too. For clean good looks, for pep and go. Milk's the drink for you.
Unlike syrupy sweet carbonated drinks, pure, fresh milk includes the promise of a brighter smile, lasting energy, and a clear, clean complexion. And no other beverage gives you so few calories against such an abundance of vitamins, minerals, and proteins.
Make my milk the real refresher. Enjoy it every day.
Pure, fresh milk. Delicious.
Yeah, delicious. There you go. As a fresh mind, make my milk. That was the twist version of Make My Milk. We heard Milk by the band Garbage. And we heard, what did we hear? We heard, Benny Hill, the Ernie the Fastest Milkman in the West. And we heard Malted Milk by C.W. Stone King and the original version by Robert Johnson. You know, today's show is all dairy, and how did I forget butter and cream? I got to thank the Kelvs for that. Kelv actually requested a great butter tune and a cream tune that we're going to actually do in a second. I'd like to thank Mike, helping me along with request for Modern Lovers doing Ice Cream Man. Yeah, so it's a very sweet show. Very nice. To next week's show is going to be solid sweet. It's going to be basically what you're supposed to eat very little of. The crazy thing is that we eat the most sweet stuff. We love sweet stuff. And one thing that is kind of neat is that when in Thailand, the thing that is really popular there now is sticky rice. Sticky rice with mango. It's like very sweet. It's for dessert. They have sticky rice with everything. And sticky rice is rice, and I'm sure it's got a lot of sugar and a lot of stuff, but it really is a very tasty rice, and they are actually starting a epidemic of diabetes there because everybody's eating so much sticky rice. And another nice thing about sticky rice is it constipates you. So there you go. It's all sticky, and henceforth it being sticky rice. So yes, they're just getting diabetes from all the sticky rice with all the sweet and the sugar. So there you go. That's on top. And love sweet stuff. And I always like following sweet stuff with something salty. You know, like you get the pretzels with the chocolate covered pretzels. Damn. I mean, that's another reason to stay alive. You can put those in your mouth and they're delicious. Chocolate covered pretzels, you know. Another sweet and salty thing is when you put pretzels in your mouth and then you drink cola. You keep the pretzel in your mouth, and then you drink the cola with pretzel still in there. And it kind of makes a nice fizz in there. And it is soda. I hate the term pop. You want some pop. Pop sounds like something like a 40-year-old would say. I want some pop. Soda sounds very distinguished. I would like a soda, please, sir. A soda in a sack, not a pop in the bag. Pop in the bag, man, that don't sound right on a lot of terms. So I refuse to say pop. I hate the word pop. Yummy. Yeah, another word I hate, yummy. There was one song that had the word yummy in it. Awful song, awful, awful words. Yummy. They sound terrible. Pop. Ugh. Abomination. Let's see here. So we're going, today is the 19th? 19th, wow, 19th of December, 2025, and next week is going to be Christmas. So we're getting to the next milestone of muscling through winter, and that is the winter solstice. After the 22nd, just a couple days from now, the days are going to start getting longer. So the sun's going to be going down at 4:30. So that's something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. I try to make the best out of this. Even on like some of these, if you could just see a little patch of blue in the sky or just a hint of sunlight, just seeing a little bit of the sun and just kind of, it just energizes you. But these big blanket, gray, cold, gloomy days, man, make you tired. They do make me as tired as you guys. And I know a lot of you guys are pretty darn lazy. You know, you're up around the crack of 11 because you're starting to listen now. And what's going on? Well, you know, I got my my encore show plays Mondays from 9 to noon on this here station, so you can hear another shot of the Zombo. And you can download all the shows. Past 4 or 5 years, the shows are on zombo.world. So help yourself for free downloads, because I'm all about the free. I am all about the free. Lots of nice holiday parties coming up. It's a nice time of year. It really is. I mean, just for the whole get-together thing, we had dinner with some friends I haven't seen in like a decade, you know, and that was very nice. I think that really kind of gets people through the dark, shorter days, you know, just kind of hanging out and just, you know, doing some visiting. I don't like a lot of visiting, but parties are nice. And little visits are nice. So that's a really nice pocket that we kind of mush that all into like the end of December, beginning of January. Now, once January starts, then Polka Maniacs are going to start playing out again. So it's nice to have a little downtime. So I think Alex Chilton was in the box tops. I'm sure Wikipedia guy is going to let me know for sure. But I think that's where Alex Chilton started. Alex Chilton went off to do like Big Star, which I always thought was an overrated band. And then one good song, September Girls. The rest of the Big Star catalog, I don't know. That's more mockster-style music than what I care for. You know, I don't understand the whole big star, you know, phenomena. But anyhow, Box Tops. Kelvs reminded me butter and cream are also dairy. Here's the Box Tops with Sweet Cream Ladies March, Forward March. Zombo and Brain 88.3, this is their station you're listening to. All dairy all day!
drink.
From the landmark album Entertainment, Gang of Four with Guns before Butter, and pretty brutal stuff. Before that, we heard The Foundations with the Dancin' Jesse classic, Build Me a Buttercup. Box Top started it off with Sweet Cream, Ladies Forward March, and there you go. All right, let's get back into milk, because today's show is all dairy. It is a dairy show, and it's just part of the food pyramid, and we're going that route with that. And let's see, next week is all going to be sweets, because we're going to be at the top of the food pyramid. After that, we're going to do, the cherry on top of the food nutrition pyramid is going to be beer. Going to have a beer party in 2 weeks. So next week's going to be sweets, which will be the week of Xmas. And then very apropos for the upcoming New Year's is going to be a show all about beer. I should tell you, shouldn't I? Because it's about that time, you know? Let's see here. Taking care of a loved one can lead to a lot of questions, like, why am I doing this? Are you going to put me in your will? Is there any payoff here? I'd like to know right now before I shovel your walk. Fortunately, there's a place to get answers. For articles, tips, tools, and experts to follow caregivers, fellow caregivers, and follow them, AARP. That's right. AARP, man. They want to know what's up on aarp.org/caregiving/am I going to be in your will? and really do I have to shovel your snow because this is killing my back.com. Should tell you about a show on the station. I will tell you a show on the station. The Deep Blues Hour. What's better than an hour of Deep Blues? 2 hours of Deep Blues. You know what's better than that? 17 hours of blues. That's right. The Deep Blues Hour. Yeah, it may not be 17 hours, but it's on Mondays, 5 to 7, for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues and fast track. Let's see, slow day? Well, kick it up a notch from funky house beats to blazing fast techno. Oh, yeah, I'm all over that. I'm all over that like butter on a cracker, like on an oyster cracker. My oyster crackers. Well, that's such a strange term, oyster cracker. What, could they look like oysters? And who even eats oyster crackers anymore? Oyster crackers is such a strange, oyster crackers. I mean, was it supposed to be in an oyster stew? Respond to the oyster chowder, because it goes in chowder. Oyster crackers go in chowder, if I'm not mistaken. Anyhow, Fast Track is Friday 6 to 7 on this here station. And I don't even know if they even make oyster crackers anymore. That's such an odd thing, oyster crackers. You know, little round crackers that look like oysters. It's so, you know, antiquated. You know, and the things that we just still call or still that I remember, but that was like a different century back then. It literally was a different century. And you could get oyster crackers anywhere. Now you go to the store and you look for oyster crackers. And you find like a bunch of varieties of crackers, but you don't find any oyster crackers. What is it with oyster crackers? Why are they called oyster crackers? Do they have oysters in them? Or do they taste like oysters? I'd like to know who's making those oyster crackers. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Jimmy Cagney. My Jimmy Cagney impression. All right, let's get back into dairy. This is a crazy MSR record from Rod Keith. I'm just a dairy boy. So we're going to get into some dairy worker songs. All about, oh my God, it's almost 11:45. Let's do this. Today.
It seems like I've been working since the day that I was born. I work till evening, shadows fall and rise up every morn. I'm milking cows all afternoon and do the other chores. And though I'm at it all day long, it seems there's always more. I'm just a lonely dairy boy, I don't even have a friend. Sun comes out, beating on my head. I cover 20 miles or so, I stop at every door. Then I get home so doggone tired, I fall right on the floor. I'm just a lonely dairy boy, I don't even have a friend. Don't have no hope of nothing new, I don't even see no end. I'll just go on and live my life the best I can each day. I'm just a lonely dairy boy, that's all there is to say.
Shoes on and I head for the lot. I herd the cows right into the barn. I'm just a hard-working man on a dairy farm. You gotta milk them every morning, milk them every night. You gotta sell that milk no matter what the price. Holidays and all, it just won't wait. When you're a milking cow, you just can't be late. Well, I get them in the stall, good. They seem so nice, quiet, standing, chewing their cud. But when you get down beside them, put the milkers in place, that tail will come around and swat you right in the face. You gotta milk them every morning, milk them every night. You gotta sell that milk no matter what the price. Holidays and all, it just won't wait. When you're a milking cow, you just can't delay. finished and I turn them all out. You may think I'm done, but there's no doubt. The work's just begun. I got a long, hard day. I have to work another job so I can buy more hay. You gotta milk them every morning, milk them every night. You gotta sell that milk no matter what the price. Holidays and all, it just won't wait. When you're a milking cow, you just can't be late. One of these days I'm going to sell these cows and quit. I can't take it no longer. I'm about to lose my grip. How would you like to get up every morning at 5 o'clock?